here's a story from The World.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a televised address this week, urging the public not to let their guard down. India has recorded more than 7.5 million coronavirus cases. Only the U.S. has more. It's also the start of festival season in India. That usually means big crowds celebrating religious holidays. But today, at the start of the 5-day Durga Puja festival in Kolkata, things look very different, as Sandeep Roy reports.
Every year, Chandri Chatterjee's extended family descends on her old family home in Kolkata to celebrate Durga Puja. It's the festival of the mother goddess Durga. But this year, they have a strict schedule for family members.
Dividing up the number of days we come so that there are not more than 5 or 6 people at the same time.
Chatterjee's family members pitch in to pay for the 5-day festival. But she says these months of pandemic lockdown have hit people's pocketbooks hard.
Not everyone has money to spare. We've just asked people that, you know, whatever you're comfortable with contributing, please go ahead and do it.
This year, the family's Durga idol is only half the usual size. This is true for Durga Pujas across the city. Things will be very different this year, with temperature guns, hand sanitizers, and a strict no mask, no goddess policy. And according to a new court ruling, no visitors inside the temples. Only organizers and priests can enter the temporary temples called pandals. Jaideep Mukherjee promotes Durga Puja as a cultural attraction through his Meghdootam Foundation. This year, his international judges can't come to Kolkata for the annual Best Durga Puja competition. So they're doing it online.
We are going to move to different pandals, take these small videos, share it with them, and we are going to do this award ceremony virtually.
Usually people wait in line for hours to take selfies at the big pandals. We've had Hogwarts pandals, Thai temples, and pandals made out of biscuits. The mother goddess is always shown slaying a buffalo demon, but this year many of the temporary temples show her defeating another enemy, says Mukherjee.
The demon this time is the corona.
Durga Puja theme designer Rintu Das was moved by the images of thousands of migrant laborers earlier this year. They were trudging home across the country when trains stopped running because of the lockdown. Instead of a goddess in resplendent finery, his Durga is a migrant woman with her family made from plain clay. Das says, isn't serving humanity the best way to worship God? Theme designer Anirban Pandalwala designed his temple with a broken wall so that the goddess can be seen from outside. In any case, he says, most pandals will be streaming online. It's really a digital Durga Puja this year. Even the way the goddess is worshipped will change this year. Usually devotees throng the pandal, throwing flower petals at the goddess while drums beat, bells ring, and platters of cut fruits are offered. This year, Malavika Banerjee's family's 110-year-old Durga Puja is going to be different.
Like not serving cut fruit to the deity, and similarly cutting down on the garlands that adorn the goddess.
And restricting the audience.
Critically, we are all discouraging 65-plus members of the family from coming to the puja.
But Durga Puja is not just a religious festival and street art extravaganza. It's also an economic lifeline for tens of thousands of carpenters, electricians, priests, food vendors, painters, and musicians. Some experts reckon that 30% of the state's GDP is somehow linked to this mother of all festivals. It feels like a goddess who vanquishes evil is more important than ever this year. Jaideep Mukherjee got the children in one remote village to make a miniature Durga idol, barely 1.5 feet tall. Children from other villages made tiny lamps out of white cork and a bamboo temple. Mukherjee put it all together in a city alleyway.
It is indigenously done by the little hands. It is completely by the children.
Maybe this display of Durga Puja is sending a message that perhaps what really matters during a pandemic is a community coming together. For The World, Sandeep Roy, Kolkata.
From PRX.